What's cracking? It's Divorced as Fuck. We're your hosts, Jay Array and My Vinay, and we're here to inform you that there is no reason to be bitter when you can be divorced as fuck. This is not your typical podcast. It's our comedic spin on life after divorce. So buckle up your seatbelts and get on this ride. Good, bad, and indifferent. Lego. Season 3, Episode 25. Do unto others as you want done unto you. What up, what up, what up? Yo, divorced as fuckers. Yo, we appreciate you all fucking with us real heavy. This is a disclaimer. We just want you all to know that due to the coronavirus, we have not been able to record like we normally do. So we had to get a little creative and our sound quality is not A1 like it normally is. So F with us. You know what I'm saying? We apologize for that. But again, that's out of our power. But again, we're going to bring you content. We wanted to make sure that you all had an episode this week. So it is what it is. Continue to fuck with us. You all be safe. Take care. Wash your hands, wash your ass, and we'll see you for another week. Appreciate you. Summertime. Summertime. Yo, what it do, motherfucking divorces, fuckers? What's cracking, Mike? What's goody? It's summertime. What you doing?
It is.
Hello, hello. We outside or whatever. It's hot.
We outside.
It's hot. What's cracking? What's popping with you? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Essential as fuck. Ain't shit changed. I'm still out here in this thing.
Okay.
You know, outside. I've been living my best life, trying to at least. Texas has been having some weird ass fucking weather.
Uh-huh.
Which has not allowed me to be great every day because bitch, it was like pouring down rain the other day. Did you peep that?
Yeah, we've had some real rain. I thought somebody was breaking into my house. I was guns drawn and everything.
I'm telling you, that shit was real. I was like, I'm gonna need y'all to do better.
Yeah, it's been a little interesting. Typically we don't get rain like this around this time. It's usually like a 5-second rain, kind of like a roll through, pass through, whatever. Yeah. But we've been getting like real rain, like consistent days of rain. So that's been a little different. Usually it's like this more like in April. So I don't know. Definitely climate change in full effect.
But guess what?
Global warming is real. Hello.
Guess what though?
We still outside.
You goddamn
right. Fuck you, me.
You goddamn right. Damn it.
Fuck you mean. We still out there. Rain, sleet, snow, water, hurricane, tornado, earthquake, landslide, mudslide, you know, tsunamis. We in there. Fuck you mean. We got outfits for all of that.
The whole night. Warm out here. What's up? I'm out here.
Armageddon's, Icemageddon's, you know.
Okay.
We just gonna live our life or whatever.
Out here playing somehow.
Damn it, boy. What the fuck you doing? So, My, how was your motherfucking week? How are you?
My week was good. It was, of course, I was outside, just, you know, doing essential stuff. I got to spend a little time with Bae. We hung out.
Okay, that's cute.
Time. He cooked dinner and stuff. It was really nice.
Oh, real cute. What did he cook? What the nigga make?
He made like, I don't know how to explain it. But it's kind of like, it was like a mix. It was kind of like a chicken and sausage gumbo, but it was kind of like a stew. That shit was delicious. Do you hear me? Then he made a cake. He made fresh squeezed lemonade. That nigga was trying to really get these draws.
Oh, he must have fucked up or something. Niggas out here squeezing lemons? Niggas out here fresh squeezing lemons, my nigga?
Fresh squeezing lemons.
Yeah, he did something terrible.
That nigga baked cake and everything. I was
Was that nigga sifting flour?
Sifting flour, nigga.
Oh, no. Something is happening.
Something done happened.
Niggas don't sift flour in 2021.
Niggas out here sifting flour. I was in the shower and I was like,
he didn't yellow box that thing?
He did not yellow box that thing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, well, the divorces fuckers want to know. Me too.
Like, what the fuck he did?
Yeah, because this nigga sifting flour. I need to know. Look, niggas didn't even know you was supposed to sift flour.
Yes.
Niggas probably don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now.
Niggas is like, sift?
What is that? Let me Google that.
Let me Google that.
What the fuck is a sift of flour?
I think we over here making up words.
Right. Like, no, that's a real thing. If you bake, then you know.
If you bake.
I'm not a real baker, but I do know. You know what I'm saying? It's not my favorite, but I do know how to do it if necessary.
Yes.
But
I'm
back
a real
to
baker,
you.
I'm a real baker.
She is, but I ain't never had none of her shit, so fuck her. But anyway. So what else you got?
Wow.
You had dinner or whatever? What else?
Had dinner. We stepped outside for a little bit. Got a little drunk. Stepped outside. Took some pickle shots.
Okay. The Jameson ones?
Yeah, the Jameson ones were out there taking pickle shots.
Yeah.
Those will get you fucked up. Be very careful.
I like those. Very careful. I haven't had those in a minute.
I know. I was like, I'm going to do something different tonight. So we got some of those, hung out, was in Third Ward a little bit, you know, moving around the city.
Okay.
So it was fun. We had a good time.
And okay.
You know me. I had to be with my sister this weekend. I was out there functioning with you for a little bit.
Yep.
I don't think you remember that I was out there functioning.
Yeah, I do, actually. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you was texting me and I was like, I'm in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was living her best life, y'all, though.
Yeah, yes, it was a lot happening.
Nigga,
but,
you had the best weekend.
Listen, I didn't have me a couple weeks, real talk. First of all, divorce is fuckers. A nigga is 102 shades blacker. Okay, 102 shades. I don't recognize myself currently in between the Hawaii and being outside and whatever else. It's just been a lot happening, you know. Then shouts out to Black Paco, you know, he did a little smoke-free weekend. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to participate in all the festivities because previous engagements or whatnot.
I know,
but I did slide through. I did me a cool little slide through, you know, function with him real fast or whatnot. Introduced Divorce as Fuck to the other people or whatnot. So we functioned real hard. Met up with a couple of the other podcasts and I was cool, drunk and nice, and you know, of course, Social P with Social Complex, you know, was always in full effect.
Oh, Truck Cast was there, they came through.
I didn't see them niggas.
I saw them on Friday.
Yeah, I didn't see them niggas, so I didn't say that.
I was there for some of the function.
Yeah, she didn't say that either. So
I forgot. No, I ain't gonna lie. I be functioning so hard, y'all. I be forgetting where I am half the time or where I went.
Right, I didn't ask her what the fuck she did. Hello,
I
good morning.
I forgot about that. She said it was like, it's called Smoke Free Weekend. It was a whole fucking weekend of podcasters.
Yeah, and they was just smoking and drinking. They should just call that Drink and Smoke Weekend, because I don't think it should be anything free.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, because niggas was outside or whatever. Yeah, so they did a cool little thing, little kickback. They had like a house and they did a pool party and game night and some other stuff. Yeah. Hit up a couple places. A lot of them, that was their first time in H-Town or whatever. So, you know, they wanted to do a lot of the touristy stuff or whatever, you know, and hit up a couple black establishments. So I think they had a good time. I think H-Town showed them a good time. A couple of them was trying to move. A couple of them was trying to stay. And a couple of them, I don't even think they know they left. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a great time or whatever. So shouts out to the Smoke Free Weekend. That was dope. Next time y'all can't have it on the Houston H-Town holiday, because you know what I'm saying, that just, it just causes chaos and confusion. You know, you got built in you know, things that you have to attend. So, you know, I couldn't really function or whatever like I needed to, but you know what I'm talking about. So I had my high school reunion or whatever, 21 years, because we couldn't do 20 years due to the RoRo being in full effect or whatnot. So since that bitch done died down, or you know, took a nap, or I don't know, she behind a plexiglass that's like right there to your eye level, we're able we were able to, you know, put a little situation together. So, you know, it was cool or whatnot. You know, they did a little 3-day weekend, so they had functions every day. And basically it entailed millions amounts of alcohol on top of alcohol on top of alcohol on top of alcohol, and ending at 5 o'clock the next morning every day. So essentially that's why my voice sounds a little froggish, because a nigga is still in recuperation.
Okay.
But life was lived officially. You know, your girl JRA came out there real cute. Titties was popping. First of all, they chocolate because they not the same color that they were before I left Hawaii. They don't look like mine. I don't know whose they are, but they're mine. But they hella, they, yeah, they milk chocolate. I'm Dove. You know what I'm saying? I'm Godiva or whatever. But I was cute. You know what I'm saying? I came through and reminded the people how cute I was. You know what I'm saying? Because they knew anyway. They didn't forget.
I hate you. They did.
They didn't forget. But yeah, so like we had a step group in high school or whatever. So me and my girls, you know, we rolled through and did what we do or whatever. And we still popping. Everybody
did
still.
Step? Did y'all do a whole step? No.
We didn't do a whole step. We did like a little something, you know, a little light. You know what I'm saying? A little light. Nothing. Because niggas is grown or whatever. And we used to just, I mean, we used to do our little step and we were the pretty girls, you know. So we would clap the pretty girls and whatever, you know, with mirrors and shit. And we still that. So, you know what I'm talking about? We just made an appearance and let y'all know. We still here.
We still outside.
So function real hard. It was dope seeing a couple people I haven't seen in a minute or whatever. Cause we had some cool ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Them thug ass niggas that's cool as fuck that you don't know if they gonna graduate, but they cool as fuck. Man, I miss them boys. Them boys was outside. They still had their gold teeth and stuff. And man, we was functioning like a motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah, man, it was dope. It was dope to see them boys. I love them boys. They still them. You know what I'm saying? Still the same ass niggas. Yeah, they cool as shit. You know what I'm saying? But don't cross them boys. You want to stay on their good side. I've always been on the good side, so it works for me. But you know, they just cool as shit, man. It was dope just getting together, reminiscing or whatever. A lot of them niggas I really do see, you know what I'm saying, because we kind of still roll in the same circles or whatnot. So but it was dope, you know what I'm saying. And then they did a little function at the school or whatever, so we did that too. And yeah, just ample amounts of alcohol, hanging with people. We done fucked around and had our own pool party that nobody knew about. That was fun.
I'm like, huh?
It was just a lot. It was so many things happening. You know me, I gotta come with the come through. So I went to the drive through joint. I got a whole gallon of Bill Cosby. You know, niggas was like, what is this? And because it was the weekend, they hit me with the special extra 6 shots in that thing.
Ooh,
yeah, they was like, do you want the special? What's the special? We have extra 6.
I love anything.
Yes,
special.
Why wouldn't I want? It's my birthday. What the fuck you mean? Put that shit in there. I want it all. So you know, we did that. So boys was like, what is this in this jug you got? I'm like, just drink. You know what I'm saying? Just
don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
Just enjoy. It's gonna touch your soul real fast. Just let it happen. So that's what I was on. You know, it was a vibe, you know. I don't think it was too many fights. It was only a couple people got arrested. And, you know, I think everybody made it home. So it was
crazy. That's a good thing. If only a couple people got arrested and everybody made it home. I think that's a damn good ending.
Yeah, but it's funny because like the people who don't function, you know what I'm saying? Like the people like, listen, me and my crew, we've been doing this shit for a long time. Let's just be 1,000. Okay, so these niggas, they just started doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So hanging with us is, everybody can't hang. Okay?
Right.
Everybody can't hang. Everybody can't hang with me and mine. You know what I'm saying? Like we function, we do, you know, and we've been hanging out for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
If you trying to come hang and you trying to hang like us, you may die because you think you can hang and now your blood pressure low, and that's not my fault.
You just died. You're trying to hang.
Like, so listen.
I had to get my tolerance up, y'all. Like, seriously, I had to go through years of practice to be able to hang with Jay the way that I do. When I first met some of her friends from high school,
yo,
I was like, you bitches is crazy.
Yeah, we go all the way in. Like we low-key be white boying, but we don't go to the death. You know, like, white boy,
right. they go to the death,
to the edge. You know, they gonna take it all the way over. We go right there. We look over the edge. You know what I'm saying? But we still together. We still cute. So that's the difference,
right?
Or whatnot. But yeah,
we be looking over the edge.
We be looking at it.
But
you
like
know,
it has taken me now. It has taken me literally 5 years of practice.
To master
the art of hanging with Jay. I can drink copious amounts of alcohol.
I don't even know how I do that shit like that.
Be like, what's up the next day? Are we gonna and get up and get dressed, makeup on, hair, everything, go to brunch? Like, I just was not fucking shit faced the day before.
Yeah, that's definitely what we do. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful when you think you can hang with us, because again, somebody's blood pressure was low. They ended up in the hospital. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I don't know what she thought, and I don't know why she could start on, like, you know what I'm saying? That's like when you get a new video game. Yeah. And now you think you just gonna go to the end and fight King Koopa. You ain't even got
You got to go to the
mushroom house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta start with Yoshi at start.
Okay, you gotta go through the level. I think you know how they had a smoke free weekend. I think we need to do a divorce and fuck weekend and really show y'all.
Man, I just don't want nobody to die. We gonna have to sign some NDAs. Because nigga, I don't want nobody to die and be like, you know, we was trying to hang, it's their fault. Yo, nobody told you to drink that shit like that. No, you know what I'm saying? But if you're around, you gotta drink that shit like that.
I think we're gonna work on it now, guys, and we're gonna go ahead and do a divorce as fuck weekend, and we just want to see who can hang with us. You're gonna have to be fucking amazing.
It's a vibe. Fuck.
And we're not ignorant drunks. We're not sloppy drunks.
Nah, we're fun as fuck.
Just fucking fun.
Yeah, it gets way more fun. Sometimes too fun. Sometimes too fucking fun, because it gets a little sexy. That's the but outside of that,
it definitely gets sexy.
It's not gonna be. It's not angry drunkness.
No.
Yeah.
Don't play that shit. Because I know I was feeling myself on Friday. Okay, first of all, I was hella cute.
Okay.
I was fine as fuck. I was like, ooh, bitch, you was bad as
okay.
fuck.
Okay. Friday was on. Everybody was on. Niggas was smelling good and shit. We was in that thing. Bitch.
I unbuttoned some nigga's shirt. I was like, whoa, let me slow my. And he was talking, and next thing I know, I was like, I'm gonna button your shirt. And I said,
wow,
here you go, sir.
And he received it.
He received it. I unbuttoned his shirt, and I said, now you look way better. And he was like, really? I said, man, you look, this is what you needed.
A little chest hair.
He stuck his chest out and shit. He started walking different.
Make a nigga feel good. That's what I'm into. That's my problem, because I'm a Sagittarius through and through. And so I be making people feel good, but then they think I like them and I don't. And it's not, I'm just being a Sagittarius. Sorry.
Yeah, and honestly, and my thing too, like she said, she made people feel good and like them. I'm a natural flirt because I'm charming.
Mm.
For those who've ever like really met me, I have to admit it.
This nigga ain't charming. She a player. She be spitting game. I be like, ooh, shit, that shit was a good line. I be like, bitch, let me write that down. Hold on, say something else. That's what I be doing. That bitch got, man, that mouthpiece she got, that bitch is smooth. Let me tell you. And I heard she got another mouthpiece, a couple, you know what I'm saying? That homies told me. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's a good time to be alive. You know, we happy to be here. We happy. Y'all niggas is here with us too.
Welcome,
you know, we had June 27th, H-Town holiday. You know what I'm saying? So we banged, screw, we sip, sir. We was double fisted, double cupping, red solo cups. You know what I'm saying? Soda, You know what I'm saying? Purple stuff. Okay, it was it. Just, we was out there or whatever.
With it purple was imaginary. Lipstick. Imaginary, we did not sip lean, okay? People probably like, these bitches is on drugs. No, we're not. No, we're not. We did not sibling.
We're not. So,
okay.
So there's that. So anyway, y'all, divorces fuckers, what we motherfucking here for today is, what we motherfucking here for today, man?
We here about a double standard.
Okay. Okay. We are here to say, motherfucker, do unto others as you want done unto you.
There it is.
Ow, pum pum, damn it, boy. There it is. What you doing? So, Mai, how you feel? Get into it. What's cracking with that, honey?
I think the double standards has just been out of control.
Oh, it's run amok.
I think it's running rampant on both ends. Oh. So I was talking to one of my friends this weekend.
Okay.
And, she was basically saying that she had called her up, the guy she used to talk to, whatever, I'm trying to get her story together. So she had called a guy she used to talk to, and they were talking, and basically he asked her a question about another guy, and he asked if they had slept together, and she was like, well, yeah, you know? And the guy got in his feelings, right? I mean, he was upset.
Okay.
Feelings were hurt, and she's like, well, I don't understand. Why are you getting upset when you tried to get at my friend?
Okay, so who's together? Nobody?
Nobody.
Okay, nobody's together. Okay, nobody's just trying to set the stage. Okay, all right.
Okay, so nobody's together, okay? So she's been smashing this new dude.
Okay.
But they're not together, but okay. I think the two guys don't like each other or whatever the situation may be, okay? Okay,
so they're acquaintances.
They're acquaintances. So I was like, okay, so one person got in their feelings, felt some type of way, because she's basically smashing, but she was like, well, how could you be mad? Because, you know, I felt like you tried to get at my friends behind my back. So why are you upset about anything?
Now, these are friends or acquaintances?
No, these are her friends.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is not the same situation. This is a little right. more added sauce.
Right. So she was like, you know, she just figured, okay, well, we're cool. And, you know, and that's that. And, you know, he felt some type of way. And then he was like, well, I smash a girl that you know. And she's like, do I really know her? And he's like, well, I just wanted to let you know that I smashed her. But this girl is more like a friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, so she's nobody.
Of a friend. She's nobody.
Nobody knows her.
Nobody knows your name.
Nobody knows your name. Okay.
But he was basically trying to tell her that, like, she was wrong for smashing the guy because the guy is a friend of his friend.
Mm.
And she's like, no, I'm not wrong. But he was saying that she was wrong, or it's a double standard because I guess a friend, it's too many friend of a friend. I was trying to get it all together. But basically, he smashed somebody, she smashed somebody, now everybody's upset, and I think that it's not the same. It's totally not the same. Like,
okay,
you guys are not, nobody's friends. It's not like you guys are close, but I think he was trying to smash a friend of her friend.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let's get into that. Okay, so
yeah, it's too many friends of friends, too much going on.
Okay, so yeah, this shit sounds it's getting a little messy. The soup messy. is hot, and we done put too much into it. Okay, so I would say that Mr. Wrong is wrong because, okay, if he's smashing, I don't know, old chick that nobody knows her name, you know, but he was hollering at, you know, a couple of the homies too and trying to, you know, smash that and smash the friend. Then we got like out there sentence.
Right.
Shit is terrible.
Right.
I'm trying to piece that shit together. Like, shit is like, you know, so it has to be a code, you know, at some point. Like, smashing the homies, like, that's not too cool, you know, but sometimes it's necessary. And then all the dummy look like, no, I just swear.
It's a necessary evil.
Yeah, But I feel like he can't. Okay, if you smash, nobody knows her name. You can't be upset if the friend, the girl, the woman is done smashed, you know, little partner over here, because you smash it, nobody knows her name.
Right.
So, and nobody's together, right? So nobody's in a committed relationship. Nobody is girlfriend, boyfriend. Nobody has said this is what we're doing. There's no conversation there. There's no conversation that's been had. Nobody's living together. Nobody's sharing no bills. None of these things are happening.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you can like it or not, but everybody's just living their life because nobody's in a relationship.
Right.
So you can't really be mad that old girl that smashed little partner, you know, because you smash it, nobody knows her name.
Stay tuned through this quick commercial break.
The lottery is an $80 billion industry. Convenience stores make half of 1% of a ticket sold if it wins. Over 1.4 billion tickets are sold per month that aren't winners of a jackpot. Now, imagine if you could make 50 cents per ticket. Imagine if you could also make 1% of a jackpot sold. Now imagine that all of this is done online and on an app, and you own the online convenience store to do this. Welcome to My Lottery Store Affiliate Program. Let's make money together. Ready to sign up? Get your own lottery store today.
To get started, go to https://mobileagent.mylotterystore.com. Hit sign up, fill out your personal info, and use my referral code JARAE2020. That's JEARAE2020.
I mean, I think that's what it be.
Right, but you see the double standard. It's like, well, I'm really mad because, you know, he's basically saying maybe he's mad because she smashed who she smashed.
But you know what? I was watching, what's that show? Put a Ring on It or something. Whatever that show is on OWN or whatever, where they, it's two couples together and then they go out on dates with other people trying to figure out, I guess, if they want to get married or not.
Okay. To each other? That's kind of a sabotage. That's fucked up.
Yeah. So they've been together for long periods of time. You talking about niggas been together 14 years, 8 years. And for whatever reason, they don't want it to, or one party doesn't want to take it to the next level. So, you know, the show is, all right, well, we're going to pair you both with other people so you can see whether you really want to continue this or do you just need to move the fuck on. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the brief synopsis of the show. So one dude specifically, he with this chick, they've been together, I can't remember, but it's some years and whatnot. They live together and when we went. Okay, but the girl, he's saying, you know, she's insecure, she's clingy, she's all these things. But then he goes on to say that, you know, he cheated on her millions of times, you know, especially in the beginning or whatever. So now that they're going on dates, he's like, oh, well, you know, she can't handle me telling her this and that. But it's like, you put her in a position. So the reason why she's clingy and the reason why she's acting like that is because of your actions.
Right.
Right. She didn't start that way, you know, but then you out here dipping and dodging and putting your dick in everybody. Yeah, that might make somebody a little trippy.
Right.
A little bit. You know, might make a woman a little trippy. So, you know, now that she about to, you know, go out and do her thing, he like, whoa, hold on. She can't handle. But why not? You was dipping your stick in all the fucking sauce. Like, how do we, you know, because you, I hear men say that all the time, like the women can't handle this and that. And you know, men can be player, which men can. I'm not saying that men can't. Men can definitely be player in terms of, they can fuck with many women. They can have a whole wife, right? They can have a whole wife and be over here with Susie Q Lock Warrantinia, Lil Rona, Lil Mexico, Lil India, and everybody else. Period. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, flip side, if the wife had done that,
And the killer part is that, and men think women don't have it, like they don't have it in them to do it. There are a lot of women out here. I was just reading something, which is so weird, the other day, since you said that, like, talking about double standard and men not thinking that, you know, basically, you know, it doesn't go the same. I'm a Capricorn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading that, just, I'm not really too big on it, but it was interesting that Capricorn women have more of a level of masculinity on the inside. They're very feminine inside,
okay,
but they have a very masculine mindset. And does not mean that they're, you know, a lesbian or gay. It's just
in terms of how they move.
How they move. They literally see things like a man.
Okay.
That is how their mind literally works. That's why a lot of Capricorn women are very good in business.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a very, their mindset is like, you know, it's very structured like a man. That's why they can come, they're very good in competition as far as like that arena. And I thought about it and I said, I know a couple Capricorn women that actually move like whole niggas. They mm-hmm. move like men and don't compute. You know how men say, I love her. I love her. Like, that's my wife. Like, I love her. That's who I'm loyal to.
Yeah, but they fucking him.
But I'm fucking, yeah, but I'm fucking you.
When but I need
fuck,
you.
I'm gonna fuck with you and I'm gonna fuck with you separately. Your, yeah. What we have, it has nothing to do with that over there. What we have is totally opposite and can make a woman feel literally that way. She'd never have to worry about the other bitch because he can literally love them all separately, equally.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like I said, I know a woman like that. She can love everybody the fucking same. It's crazy.
The way you are able to compartmentalize
she can
individuals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And give everybody the same amount of love and nobody feels anything different. If she didn't tell you that what was going on,
that's funny know. That you say that, not even just on a sexual thing, but just even in relationships, period. My great grandmother, I think she was a Capricorn too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she thinks she's Capricorn, but that thing made everybody feel like you were her favorite.
Yeah. Yep.
You were the cream of the crop. She loved you the best. You were the apple of her eye, and everybody felt like she had niggas fighting like, nah, I'm the fake, like, nah. And she had everybody feeling like they was the most specialist person on this pedestal in the world, and you were just the God's gift to everything.
Because guess what? In that particular space, whatever that space was, you were. Everybody has a compartment. And in their compartment, they are.
That is interesting.
It's literally like if you put an apartment building. Everybody is in an apartment building. So you have a whole apartment building.
I'm putting all you niggas on the same floor.
But it's like, but this is the crazy part. But it's like, when I walk into your house, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to love you, give you everything that you need in your house. Because this is your house. This is your space. So when I come in, I'm going to love you in this space. I'm not going to mix you in. No, I'm going to give you my undivided attention in this space. You have all of me while I'm standing right here.
Okay.
I'm going to walk off, give that same person the same thing. It's weird, but it's just not, that's just not just, like you said, not just relationships, but that is how Capricorns, I think, do relationships, period. That's why they don't have a whole lot of friends, but the people that they do have, those people say, you know, I know that's my friend. I know that person loves me. I know this. I know, because that is what we're going to give you.
Mm.
So I was thought that so interesting is that they said that Capricorn women are very feminine. Very, I don't know if your grandmother was a very feminine lady.
Oh yeah.
Very
absolutely.
They say
I'm Capricorn talking about women, stockings.
Yeah. They say
I'm talking about stockings and slips, honey.
They okay. And
she wore a slip. She wore a slip under her little muumuu, her little dust.
Like, I'm telling you. When I'm out, I'm very feminine. I dress, you know, I'm feminine. I like being a girl. I'm a girly girl. But sometimes my mentality is very masculine. I was like, that's why sometimes I think the way I do. I thought I was, something was fucking wrong with me.
Damn mental patient. Okay, we got it.
Yeah. Right. Shut up. That's what I was like, damn. Okay.
Hell like, nah.
You said
okay.
I'm a player, and I just said I'm charming.
Yeah, this bitch like I'm charming. Nah, bitch, you leave me with the slick tongue, hoe. Like, nah, that's not. That is charming is sweet and kind, and I don't know, rainbows or butterflies, bitch. You's not rainbow. You can be. Shit. But you more slick tongue with it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So parts of me y'all don't know, but that's what I'm saying. But like I said. He can do all that. He done had all his bitches and all his women, and she go out and suck one dick, and the world's over.
Right. He can't handle it.
Bitch, you done sucked it. And then she say, well, that's a part of sex. We was having sex, so of course I'm going to suck his dick. I can't believe it. You a hoe. You dirty, nasty bitch.
Raggedy ass.
You
bitch.
Raggedy bitch. He was a rotten motherfucker. That's exactly what he gonna say.
Well, my ex-husband said I was slutting in the streets.
Slutting in the streets.
When that nigga got mad when I wouldn't go back to him, then I was slutting in the streets.
But wait a minute, bitch. You just said you wanted me back home. Now the whole slut. Okay. My friend used to call people a slut puppy. I don't know why. She used to call a fucking slut puppy. I'd be like,
fucking what? Comedy. Yeah, man.
Slut puppet. I'm gonna start calling people that. You fucking slut puppet.
But you know, for some real shit, I think it goes both ways in terms of, okay, we gotta start thinking, especially if you're trying to be in a relationship or you're really liking somebody, right? You're hunting this person, you're seeking this person out, you're courting this person. Think about what you're doing as your own person. Because if you don't like what you doing, but you can't expect that other person not to do the same. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Like, so my thing is, typically, if I'm talking to somebody or, you know what I'm saying, we rocking, right? I will stop talking to other people and whatever because I want the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Right. I want actions to be reciprocated. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, let me put these niggas over to the side because, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna pour my focus into you. But it has to be, again, a reciprocation type thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't expect somebody to be this person, your do life person, but you out here continuing to do, you know, single people shit, which again, nothing's wrong with doing single people shit. Shit, if you single, by all means, single it out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
Do your thing. That is your time to shine.
Shine on, player.
Pop your collar and all that shit. Damn it to hell, but shit. But when you're, you know, in a relationship with somebody, you shouldn't be doing that same type of single shit. That's all I'm saying. Like, that's when you turn that shit off. You know what I'm saying? And you go over here and you turn the other shit on. Like, it has to be a start and a stopping point. You know, when you're going towards something. When you're going towards something and you're trying to grow, you have to leave. I mean, that's even what the Bible say, leave the childish things behind, right? You got to put these toys down, you know what I'm saying? And you come over here and let's do some grown-up shit together.
Right, when you working towards something.
When you working towards something. But just make sure you work, something. Right, just make sure you work.
Make sure you working towards something. Some of y'all hoes be cutting shit off for a nigga who ain't even trying to go down the street with you.
No. And all he doing is breaking your back in real good. Nasty.
That's it.
Strange.
And when you ask him what he doing, and he say shit like, we cool.
We cool.
We good.
Oh, girl, you know I like you.
Yeah, we good.
I cut for you, though.
Oh, that's a line. Man, you know I cut for
you. I cut for
man.
You.
You don't knock that shit off. You know I cut for you, man.
Man, you know I'm a real nigga.
Man, like, you know, man, I got you.
You know, I got you. Shit. Shoot. Don't I answer the phone?
Right.
Why you acting like that, man? Just, man, be easy. What are you talking about? Why do they call with all of these? Man, we got to talk about that today. We cool. What you mean?
What you mean? May listen we, to your whole ass.
Man, we friends. What you mean? Don't listen to them. Listen to me. We're friends.
Okay. don't do it. Just make sure y'all working towards something.
Listen, that's the thing.
I think that the double standard, unfortunately, is it's reality. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, gosh,
you think it goes back to the movie? You can't handle the truth. Most people can't really handle it in real life. That's why
some people cannot. And I.
That's why niggas. Everybody lie. When I say niggas, I'm saying everybody. I ain't saying niggas.
Yeah, everybody lie. You know what I'm saying? Because a female can. People be like, well, she took him back because he cheated on her. And, you know what I'm saying? And she moved along. Number, if she not, she might do it because she love him. True, she may love the nigga. But she may be doing it out of game. She may be doing it because it's a social standing. It's a financial thing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us do things for different reasons. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really know. But I just feel like every time a woman cheats on a man, he literally, it's his ego that gets bruised. I don't think a woman's ego gets bruised.
No. It's a strange thing where you have, I guess because most often, like you said, if a woman cheats, she's scorned, she's hurt, and she's cheating because she's hurt, and she's cheating from a stance of, I am going to find something with somebody else. It's more of an intent. Like, she ain't randomly cheating, you know what I'm saying? She ain't just gonna go out here and smash the niggas like that. Not typically. You know what I'm saying? She's going to cheat with the dude at work who been, you know what I'm saying, buying her lunch. You know
what I'm saying? Making sure she's fed.
Who been winking at her, texting her, make sure she get home. You know what I'm saying? Telling her kids happy birthday and sending them birthday gifts and cards and shit. And, you know, praying with her on Sundays because it's Sunday morning, you know, sending her an inspirational message.
Right.
You know, oh, we got this work conference. You know what? Why don't you get in my car? You know, I don't want you to waste your gas. You know what I'm saying? She gonna cheat with him.
She
gonna cheat with him because there's something there, you know, it's intense, there's some kind of connection, you know, it's something, whether it hasn't even been physical at all prior, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna go there. It's whereas over. You have men,
he's touching her soul, he's giving her
you mind fucking me,
get it home. Yeah.
Okay, you're giving me attention. You're giving me intimacy. See, and that's what niggas be fucking up. Because niggas, if you would just give your woman some intimacy, she'd be all good anyway. She'd do all the nasty. Up, down, reverse cowboys, to the side, crouching dog, hitting tigers and dragons, whatever the fuck. I'm just saying, y'all niggas be fucking up because, see, you always think it's just about fucking because that's what you guys are trying to do, and that's cool.
Right.
But you have to enter into that intimacy because, yo, if you start mind fucking me and giving me what I need on that level, you know what I'm saying, where we're on a connected level, then, yo, the door is open.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And most women is just looking for a nigga to care.
Right. Make me feel good. And support me.
You see him, you're gonna be like, she left me for that nigga. Cause that nigga give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga don't. That nigga paying attention. That nigga seeing where you. Cause you know why? She telling him everything that you not doing, and that nigga taking motherfucking note.
Listen, and it's the simple things. It don't even be that. I was talking to one of my homeboys. He got this new girl that he really fuck with or whatever. They've been rocking and they've been together. And I was talking to him and her mama got sick.
Okay.
He checking on the mom. See, that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's like, oh, I had to check on her mom because her mom, you know, got sick and, you know, something happened. So I was, you know, trying to call her, see did she need anything? Did I need to go by? Okay, see, that's the shit. So you think she not locked in with this nigga? She locked in. Not because of what he did sexually, but you over here trying to make sure my mother's good? Oh, nigga, I fuck with you.
I fuck with you,
and
that's the end of the story. I fuck with you.
Shoot. So when I went out with them, she about to just do this boy in the spot. I was like, y'all might need to go, because she was all with the tongue out and everything. I was like, girl, I think y'all just need to.
Right, I think y'all need to go lay down.
I think you guys need to just go.
You might need to retire right now.
Because, but she is like all the way down for him, four flats. You know what I'm saying? And go.
I find it so funny is that niggas always, like I said, here comes the double standard. Not double, because niggas always like, oh, I want to ride or die. I need a bitch that's down for me. I need somebody that's down, that's got my, you know, got my back, riding with me and shit. But it's like, nigga, do you ride with her?
Shorty want to ride with me. Let your head down.
And back to the other double standard. I need a nigga that's going to provide, take care of me, buy this, buy that, do this, do that. Are you willing to spend your bread?
When the shit get hard.
Are you willing to, you know what I'm saying, you see that nigga need some shoes, are you willing to go ahead and cop them $200-$300 shoes that, you know what I'm saying, he was eyeing in the store? But for most women, I hear like, he a grown man. Man. That's what I'm saying, that double standard. When you gonna be in a relationship with somebody, or y'all out here trying to date people, man, y'all gotta, it's you gotta get rid of that shit. That double standard shit, it really has to go out of the window. And this is gonna sound fucked up, but in certain cases, you can't fuck up the animal kingdom, though, okay?
Nah, don't do that. Don't get strong.
Okay. Don't fuck up the animal kingdom.
Don't get out your lane now. Nobody told you to do that.
Okay. Right. I had to bring it back real quick.
Right. Don't get out your lane. But if you do have a nice gentleman, you know what I'm saying? He's been courting you. He's been taking you out, taking you to some nice places, right? Taking you to some nice places, some expensive restaurants, some bars, you know, some whatever, outings and things. And you know what? You know what? You've been whining and dining me. Call him up. Yo, I want to take you out. Nothing is wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that. Take that dude out. You know what? Let me go ahead and, you know, spoil you today. I'm going to take you to ADVs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get a crab cake, baby.
I feel like you hoes are spending y'all money on the wrong niggas.
Yeah. And then y'all buying stupid shit like shit niggas don't even do no more. MD-2020s and Thunderbirds. You know what I'm saying? Don't Colt 45 a nigga. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? White tee and boys. You know, the big white tees. You know what I'm saying? Just them shits from the beauty supply that's like the small look like a triple X. You know what I'm saying? Those. Don't act like you did something.
Don't
that ain't
right.
It. That ain't it at all.
Okay.
They done bought the do-rag with Lil Bow Wow on it. Like they done got a present. That's not what we talking about.
Yeah. We talking about really, really taking somebody out, making them feel special. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know, really, really showing up. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to do for each other. You know, but don't do it for the wrong person.
Yeah, just think about what you're doing in general, how you moving. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really fucking with somebody, you fucking with somebody seriously, but then you know you over here jumping in this nigga DMs, well, how would you feel? You know what I'm saying? Just shit, that's the shit we talking about. So it goes both ways. You know, if you're interested in somebody and you really are fucking with this person heavy, think about how you moving, because y'all be losing real ones off of some bullshit. That's the funny thing. You know, they say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, but y'all will show fuck up a marriage or relationship for a hoe.
Wow.
Oh. Hello. Good morning. Damn it, boy. Huh. Fuck you mean. So it's just like, make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to wife her, but you'll show fuck her and fuck up your kids and everything else. Kids ain't got no daddy no more. You know what I'm saying? Because you done fuck with, you know what I'm saying, La Quarantina.
Kids be standing at the door, daddy, don't go.
Like, nah, you can't stay here no more, nickel. You know what I'm saying? It's pinky, nickel.
Can't sit here.
It's like, we got to start thinking first. I understand y'all hot and heavy. You know what I'm saying? Pheromones is popping. It's summertime. You know, it's swimsuits. You know what I'm saying? It's sundresses, no panty season. You know, boys got on their little shorts doing their thing or whatever. I get it.
Little shorts.
You know, I didn't see y'all with the little Hawaiian looking shorts on that look like swim trunks.
Mm-hmm.
That things be moving in there. I didn't
see it.
It's cute. Your beard connect all the way on up. I seen y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. It looks great. We appreciate that. But I'm just saying, in terms of when you rocking with somebody, have you watched what your actions are? Your personal actions, because you cannot have the expectation of this person to come in and just float in and be the cream of the crop and this perfect person, and you know they don't have a scratch, a ding, a motherfucking pass, a right. kid, none of these things, you know, a 9,000 credit, just all this extra shit that ain't even for real, right? But right. you over here in everybody's fucking DMs, you trying to holler at her homegirl and her auntie, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. But it has to make it make sense. That's all we fucking say.
That's all we're saying. Make it make sense. You like, you know, don't be out here and, you know, you niggas, some of y'all, even if y'all in relationships, y'all be moving weird. Like,
yo, it make you not want to get in one.
You be like, oh my God, what are we doing?
Wow.
We cool.
Wow. I'm just like, that's what's the interesting thing when you get on this side of the fence after you've been married and divorced and, you know, single and dating and stuff. And it's like the people, men that want to or try to interact, y'all should be trying to talk to me or her.
Yeah.
So it makes you go, in terms of relationships or whatever. But you know, we're gonna be optimistic and open-minded, but it's just, yeah, y'all be moving, you know what I'm saying? So just, we're gonna ask y'all to start giving a fuck.
That's all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, put some respect on your own damn name.
Don't waste people's time. If you know what I'm saying, just
yeah. And you saying you real, but be real. Like, put it in action form. You know, real nigga shit. Like, actually be a real nigga. So if your real nigga ass is over your relationship, is over your marriage, then say that. Or if your ass is unhappy, then say that. Or if you are not feeling adequate in your relationship, say that. If you are missing something in your relationship, say that. If your needs aren't being met, say that. A lot of times, these things can be handled with a conversation. That's my closing remark. Fuck you mean. Huh. Damn it, boy. That was good. Huh.
That really was good.
Yeah.
That was really good. Write
that down. I write that motherfucker down. Okay. My closing remarks.
I don't know. You said such a mouthful. It was so good.
I know. That was kind of poignant. Shit. I got hot.
Closing remarks. How can I put this? If you're doing something and it comes back, just be okay with it. Like, you can't be mad at it. You just got to take whatever happened on the chin and accept that shit and roll the fuck on. That's it. That's one thing I've always learned. And I've never, ever been like, I don't know. I've just been like, okay, I get it. It is what it is, and move along. So just, you know, take it and keep pushing.
So when karma comes knocking, just open the door.
Just open the door.
Damn it to hell. Shit, there she is. All right, come on in, bitch. I know. That's what you need to do. All right, divorces fuckers. Yo, it's been an amazing episode. Like, again, we had a great week. We wish you all a great week and a great next week. And yo, you guys got literally 6 more months in this year. Make it make sense. Y'all do something amazing. Okay? That's what we got for you.
Fuck so. On the balcony. What? Okay.
Yeah, I love it. That's what Hawaii's here for. Anyway, so
wait a minute. You're not gonna speed past me with that shit.
Anyway, I mean, sunsets and balconies. What the
That's
fuck
one of
you
your
mean?
Personal conversation. I'm gonna call you.
So Y'all, we appreciate y'all fucking with us real heavy. We gonna be back for another motherfucking week. Let the Lord say the same.
And if the creek don't rise.
And yeah, we out this thing.
Peace.
We want to hear from you and make this extremely interactive. So go ahead and type in https://anchor.fm/divorcedaf/message. Type that in. You can go ahead and send us a recorded message about how you feel about this episode, things you may want us to know, good, bad, and different. Yo, we're divorced as fuck. Let us know how you feel. Out.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode. Did you learn anything? All is fair in love, hate, and divorce. Signing off, it's your girls, JRA and my Renee, and we are divorced as fuck. Out.